You're listening to Excellence Above Talent, a podcast where we have the hard conversations about the lives of men and what leads us to achieve greatness and suffer defeat. Hear from other men's journeys as well, as we all learn and grow together to become inspirations to ourselves and those around us. And now your host, Aaron Thomas.
What's up, my beautiful people? Aaron Thomas with Excellence Above Talent. Back at it again. So this week, I wanted to talk about the uniqueness of men and how we get caught up in trying to be what society says a man should be. So we are all unique, men and women and everybody. We are all unique. We all have special gifts and talents that we can show to the world. And sometimes some people do, and some people are afraid to show their uniqueness, their gifts, their talents. So they hide it and try to be like the masses. Most of my life, I would say, majority of my life, I tried to fit in. I wanted to be what society said a man should be. So all the things that I thought I needed to do to be viewed as a strong, independent man that created success and had women chasing them, I looked at what society was doing. And you had to have money, and you had to be mysterious, and you had to play these games in order to be viewed as a high-value man. And I've come into some understanding about myself and about people to realize most people don't know who they are. What you see from society are people who are struggling with their own identity. And because they're struggling with their own identity, they fall into the trap of being like everyone else. Because not being like everyone else causes you to stand out. And we live in a world where standing out is laughed at. Standing out is frowned upon. Standing out makes people feel like you're trying to be better than them. So a lot of people just stay in a pocket for fear of losing people that might necessarily not like them to begin with. And I've been in this struggle that I feel like I'm now coming out of, where I want to stand out. I don't want to be like everyone else. I am unique as a man. And there are some things that I can provide and do in this world that others can't. And I won't allow my awkwardness or my too muchness to stop me from speaking out and speaking up. There's been this battle of just keep your mouth shut. Don't piss anybody off. Who am I? Who is Aaron Thomas to say any of these things? But I've come to understand me. And Aaron Thomas is a good man. He is a good man with flaws, who's trying to figure out ways to be better so that he can help his nephews and the young men that look up to him. He's trying to be better so that in his relationships, he is being the best he can possibly be. He is pulling potential and motivating and inspiring people to be the best they can possibly be. For a long time, I did not think I was a good man. Because I've had my struggles, and I'm still going to have my struggles. I'm not going to sit up here and be like, oh, this, everything's perfect and nothing's happening now. No, I'm still going to have struggles. But in my struggles, I allowed society and the people around me to judge me or make me feel like I wasn't good enough because of my struggle. And I allowed the struggles to take away from who God has intended me to be. I have allowed the struggles to take away my uniqueness. I have allowed the struggles to take away my gifts that God has put inside of me to give to this world. I was so focused on the struggle that I didn't see the things I was doing to help others. I wasn't seeing how I was motivating and inspiring and pushing people to be better. And if it's just one, that's all I need. But I allowed my struggles to bleed out. And then when others saw me bleeding out, it wasn't a, let me try to help. It was a, look at this man and his struggles. And so it set me back a little bit. I think God had to work on me to help me understand that I'm not going to be perfect. And I don't have to be perfect for people as long as he knows my heart and knows that I am trying. Because at the end of the day, I have realized that people, most people don't give you grace. But when it's time for them to get grace, they expect you to give them grace. I'm in a young professional group, and there was a city fund that we were trying to get turned in, and I didn't turn it in time or fast enough. And so we had a little conversation this week, and in that group, no one ever picked up the phone to call and say, hey, are you okay? But they were quick to try to shame or try to make you feel some type of way because you didn't turn in something. Knowing that if it was them in that situation, I would have tried to see how I could have helped. Most people are quick to blame and shame you than to see how they can help, because blaming and shaming is a lot easier than asking, hey, are you okay? Because with that question, then you have to deal with if that person isn't okay and how you can help out in whatever way you can possibly help out in. So it's easier just to be like, oh, okay, like, well, this dude is a bum or he sucks or he can do, you know, it's easier to have like that negative connotation about a person versus, you know, seeing if that person's okay. And so most of my life, I've had a hard time dealing with that because I have always been a person to help no matter what. Even if it wasn't my job and I see you struggling, I'm just going to help. That's just what I do. And it's difficult and it rubs me the wrong way when others aren't like that, but I can't have that mindset that everyone's like me. But in that mindset, it created a need of validation. I needed to be validated. I needed people to see me, acknowledge me, because I wasn't seeing myself. I wasn't acknowledging myself. And so there was that struggle. If I wasn't doing it and someone else wasn't doing it, then I felt like I wasn't enough. I felt like I wasn't worthy. I felt like I wasn't a man, a good man. So in this struggle, in this fight to reclaim my uniqueness, and to reclaim the gift that God has given me, I have had to sit in the dark and have the conversations of why am I trying to make people like me? Why do I want to be petty when someone doesn't want to give me grace? Is it ego? Is it past trauma? Is it hurt? Where is it coming from? How can I fix it? So in moving forward, Even if someone tries to shame or blame me for doing something or not doing something that I'm supposed to do, it's not going to send me down this path of like, I want to start some shit because that's what I wanted to do. LOL. I wanted to start some shit. And I'm pretty good at starting some shit. But in this process of me being better, taking a step back and realizing where is it coming from? Realizing that just because someone didn't give you grace doesn't mean that you can't give them grace by not giving you grace. And again, to be fully transparent and 100% accountable, the issue wouldn't have happened if I would have took care of business from the jump. So just let me go by saying that. The issue would have been non-existent if I didn't take care of it from the jump. I didn't. It became an issue that I created. And a lot of times we create issues in our lives and then look to others to blame. So there's this crazy game that we're playing where you don't do what you're supposed to do. Someone blames or tries to shame you into doing it. And then you turn around trying to blame others for something that you should have done. It's a crazy thing. But now I'm understanding how it affected me, right? Because now there's more of an inside trying to figure out why I do the things I do so that I can be a better person and a better man. What I've learned from society in this situation is to fight back, is to create havoc, is to start some shit, is to try to blame others for your inaction. There's not a lot of people who like to be held accountable. And if you try to hold them accountable, they will fight back and they will fight nasty because if I've seen it with my own eyes, when you don't want to be held accountable, there's nothing you won't say or do to not accept accountability for your actions. And so in this process of fighting back from what society has taught me as a man I should do, I went within and realized, okay, one, should have been done a long time ago. Be accountable. Two, give people grace, even if they don't give you grace. And then three, apologize for what you should have done. And I did all three of those things in this one interaction. And I was thinking today of how I have grown because Aaron 3 years ago would have clapped back, would have started something. So I'm now in this process of realizing and understanding what society has taught me, what I've picked up on. It isn't what I need or how I should be living my life. And I'm reading the Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelations in a year. And I have seen the struggles that most men went through in the Bible. They started off strong. They started off changing the world. But at some point, something happened to where they stopped accepting accountability for their actions. And they started conforming to what the world thought they should do. I mean, all the men in the Bible up until, you know, I'm in first Kings right now, learning about, you know, King David and Saul and Solomon and Ahab and all the kings that God had put in place because the Israelites were crying out for a king, how they all failed God in some way. And even David, the one chasing after God's own heart, failed in a major way. And you see it, man after man after man, falling into this machine that that society is running, and you don't question it. You just do it because everyone else is doing it. And for the past couple of years, I have realized that that's not what I should be doing. And I've been stepping out of that box. And in stepping out of that box, there's sometimes been a negative reaction, which then makes me feel, man, am I a good person? Should I be doing this? Should I be using my voice, my God-given voice that God has given me? I'll never have it again. The voice you have now, you'll never get back again once it's gone. So you might as well use it for good, or just use it, period, because you won't get another one once it's gone. And so I stopped looking outward and looking what other people thought or was saying, and that helped me understand that it wasn't about me, my worthiness, my enoughness, my goodness did not depend on them and what they thought about me. If they thought I was worthy, if they thought I was good, if they thought I was enough, I had nothing to do with that. That wasn't for me. That was for them. And I started to realize I am a good person. I am worthy. I am enough. I am unique. I do have certain gifts that I can give to this world. I can make a change. I will make a change. I will not stop until I make a change. My voice will be heard. If it's for one person or 1,000, does not matter. Do not care. The ripple effect of what it is that I'm trying to do will happen. One person will get it. And that person will tell somebody else, and it'll go down the line. And I will never see the impact that it made. But I know if I continue to sit back and not say anything, or to sit back and not try to be the best I can possibly be, I won't be able to help anybody, including myself. So I'm done with what society is trying to pinpoint and box men in. And I'm just going to be me. And as men, you should just be you. Because there's no one better to be than yourself. I am in, mentally, one of the best places I have ever been in my life, because I get up every morning and I like the person that I am. I like the person that I am becoming. He's someone I'm willing to fight for and fight with. And for a long time, that simply wasn't it. I didn't like that person. And I allowed society to groom me and mold me and shape me into conforming to what it is they said I needed to do in order to be a good man. But I'm a good man because God said I'm a good man. I am a good man because I am fighting the fight to be better each and every day. I am a good man because I believe in myself. I am a good man because I will use my voice for good. I will try to say things in love. I am a good man because I call out my flaws and I try to accept all of my issues and I try to be 100% accountable for my actions. If you are in a fight or in a struggle as a man because you don't feel like you're enough, because you don't feel worthy, because you don't feel good, ask yourself, who is telling you these things? When you're around your family, when you're around your friends, when you're around your peers, listen to how they speak to you. Feel how they make you feel. And then ask yourself, am I trying to please this person because I want them in my life or want to be their friends? Or is this something that I have to deal with in myself? No matter what you have done in this world as a man, you should not allow anyone to make you feel not enough, to make you feel not worthy, to make you feel not good enough. Because you are worthy, you are enough, and you are a good man. So lift your head up, take that one step each and every day, and keep fighting. You will piss people off. People will talk bad about you, but you have to know that it has nothing to do with you, everything to do with them. So chin up, boof to the ground, keep grinding. If anyone hasn't told you today that they love you, let me be the first to say I love you. You're awesome. You are amazing. You deserve the best that this world has to offer. Do not give up. Do not quit. The world does not get easier, but you will get stronger. Y'all have a blessed weekend, and we'll see y'all next Friday. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. And for daily, motivational, and up-to-date content, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Excellence Above Talent. And remember, keep moving forward, never give up, and you are never alone in this battle. We'll see you next time.